Today on episode number 348 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we're going to talk about getting to know your audience. We're going to answer the question, is audio better than video for content marketing? Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005 and bringing my 20 plus years of training skills to the microphone, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. This is the original podcast about podcasting. And if you are new to the show, we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to recording to promoting, all points in between. And if you're looking to start a podcast, good news, I've got a place for you. It has everything you need. The website, schoolofpodcasting.com. I look forward to working with you. Now, if you'd like to be on the show, if you'd like to get involved, I'd love to have you be part of the conversation. Here's how you can contact me. My email is dave at schoolofpodcasting.com. My voicemail is 888-563-3228, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. I've also got a voicemail button out at the website if you're on an iPad or something with a microphone built into it. Also works on the iPhone. If you're interested in that, would love to hear from you. And of course, you can just leave a comment out at our website, which I said before is schoolofpodcasting.com. And I always like to start off the show with a bit of podcasting success. And today I'm very blessed to share a little clip from Dr. Nina, who, well, I'll just let you tell. She's going to tell you her story. Take it away, Dr. Nina.
This is Dr. Nina Savelle Rocklin, host of Win the Diet War with Dr. Nina. 6 months ago, I barely knew what a podcast was and no idea how to create or produce one. 10 weeks ago, I launched my podcast, which has since been downloaded over 9,000 times and was named new and noteworthy on iTunes. So how did I get from what is a podcast anyway to, whoa, lots of people are listening to my podcast? Just one answer, Dave Jackson, School of Podcasting. I completely started from scratch. Like I said, I had no clue. I knew nothing about the technology needed to create a podcast, other than I knew what a microphone was, but basically that's it. Dave helped me buy the right equipment. He coached me on how to use it. And he also put me in touch with great people who did the artwork and voiceovers. His tips on talking points and sounding natural were absolutely invaluable. There is just no way, absolutely no way, that I could have created Win the Diet War without his help. So if you're interested in creating a podcast or you want to bring an existing podcast to a new level, I highly, highly, highly recommend Dave Jackson and the School of Podcasting.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. That just, wow. I'm blushing. Can you hear me? Can you hear me blushing right now? If that made a noise, it would be very loud. But thank you so much, Dr. Nina. You can find her again at winthedietwarpodcast.com. And I remember I started with her. We got on Skype and I was literally showing her how to plug in her equipment and walked her through getting good recording levels and just letting her know. It's like, just talk to it like you're talking to me. And it really is a good podcast. If you're looking to lose weight, definitely check it out. And we also killed the myth. A lot of people said you had to have at least three episodes to be new and notable. And I think she had two, if not one. She's had an award-winning blog for years. So she's had the content. It was just a matter of taking that same content now and putting it out in an audio format. And so there you go. This week's podcast success story, Dr. Nina over winthedietwarpodcast.com.
Are you the person in charge of your website? Then come check out the Weekly Web Tools podcast at weeklywebtools.com. Each week, we spotlight and review tools. We discuss strategies on web design and promotion. We talk a little SEO, all with the intent of enhancing your website. The Weekly Web Tools podcast. It's the podcast for the do-it-yourself webmaster. Check it out at weeklywebtools.com.
Next up, you know I'm always looking into strategies and news about monetizing your podcast and just audio on the internet. And speaking of that, if you're looking to make some money with your podcast, check out my book at Amazon. It's morepodcastmoney.com. And I want to say a special shout out to Jay Walsh from propodder.com. You know, I need to have Jay on the show. He's a good guy. He's got a great blog over at ProPotter, easy for me to say, ProPotter.com. And it's actually a, it's in reference to this article, which was on CrazyEgg.com by Russ Henenbury. And the title is Audio the Next Big Thing in Digital Marketing? To which I say, yeah. And so here are a couple things to take away from this. Number one, I've said this before, audio content, and this doesn't mean there's anything wrong with video, by the way. I'll be talking about video a little later with YouTube, but audio content has a distinct advantage in that it is an eye-free zone. You don't have to look at it to listen to it, right? So when I'm driving in my car, when I'm on the treadmill, when I'm walking the dog, I'm doing anything, I listen to podcasts to the point where it actually annoys my family because if I'm running the vacuum cleaner, if I'm whatever, doing laundry, I'm listening to podcasts. So my poor family's trying to talk to me and they're like, would you please take the earbuds out? Okay, here's another thing. Digital radio revenue is growing faster than any other audio channel. Right? So again, more people are turning to the internet for things to listen to because traditional radio is awful. It is caca. It is poo. Poo. I listened to about 4 minutes of traditional radio today. You know what I heard? Commercials. Yeah. All right. 40% of Americans listened to online radio over the last month. 40%. That's a lot. In 2012, Pandora, which is an online radio streaming service, those listeners on Pandora in 2012 consumed 935,451 years of audio content. That's a lot of listening. 200 plus million devices running iOS 6 are now one click from a podcast. 200 million. Your audience is waiting. Right now, Slate Magazine gets over 1 million podcast downloads per month. Now, what's interesting about that? I've never heard of Slate Magazine. I'm going to check them out now. But there's this giant infographic, which is kind of weird because this is an audio podcast. But I'm going to kind of tell you a little bit about it. So we said, again, audio is eye-free content. And that's a big key to that. Like we said, another one here, 38% of Americans now listen to audio on digital devices each week. And that is projected to double by 2015. So it's funny because people that got into podcasting, you know, in 2007 at times thought, oh, I kind of missed the ball because I didn't get in 2004, 2005. You can get in now. The water's warm. Come on in, because more and more listeners are turning to the internet for content. Here's an interesting stat. 37 million people go to the gym. Now, I don't go as often as I should, but what I always notice when I go to the gym, I'm telling you, a good 95% of everybody in there has some sort of listening device. There are very few people in there with just nothing on their head, watching TV. The average commute in America is 26.4 minutes. That's why a lot of people shoot for a 30-minute podcast. By all means, you can make it whatever length you want. And then 97 million people. That is the number of Americans that drive to work. Ready for this? Alone. Alone with just their thoughts. Why not keep them company? 97 million. Think of 97 million people every morning drive to work alone. That's why I listen to podcasts. And audio is portable. That's the beauty of it, okay? Here's a fun one. Digital radio, quote, revenue, it has in quotation marks, is on the rise. Digital radio is only 4% of radio revenue, but it's growing faster than any other source by 15%. So digital radio is where the money is going. We mentioned that online radio is going up. Here's a fun one. We mentioned Pandora, 32.8 million registered users of Spotify. Of those, 4 million of those 32 million are paid subscribers, which is an interesting stat. When you look at, now that was launched in 2008. So it's been going, what, 5 years now? 32.8 million registered users. Of that, 4 million are paid. So 12% of Spotify listeners, if we use 33 million instead of 32.8, 12% are paying for it. 70%, that is mobile makes up 70% of all Pandora usage. We've been mentioning this before, that more and more people now are consuming podcasts. They are consuming audio on their phone. Not so much an iPod like in the days of 2005, 2000. Everybody's doing it on their phone. So, again, your audience is growing. It's now easier to consume podcasts. It's a great time to jump in. In 2011, 18 million was subscription revenue in 53 million registered users and $120 million in advertising revenue. That's for Pandora. In 2012, we went from 18 million to 34 million subscription revenue. In 2011, $53 million registered users, 175 plus million registered users. In 2011, again, 120 million advertising revenue, 240, that is double million advertising revenue. Key takeaway, online digital radio is hot and Pandora has a big lead in the competition. Of course, their stat here on podcasting, nearly one in three Americans have listened to a podcast, and that's likely to increase with the release of Apple's new podcast app, which they just came out with a new version of it. And so now, to make podcasts more accessible, Apple has baked a podcast app right into iOS, and 200 plus million devices now are running iOS 6 and are one touch away from accessing a podcast. Now, I mentioned the Slate magazine, 1 million podcasts per month, nearly double the number from 2010. They have 400 episodes that reach 5 to 6 figure downloads. And then 19 plus 3, Slate magazine has 19 podcasts. So if we take that 1 million, let's just do the math here, 1 million downloads a month. So 1,000,000, and we divide that by 19, and that is 52,000 downloads per show every week, okay? With three more on the way, they have to go, all right? They're in the planning phase. Now, if that's not working, you're not bringing more podcasts on board. They're doing that because it's working. And so advertisers pay higher rates to advertise in Slate podcasts than any other kind of content. Slate fills a higher percentage of its ad slots in podcasts than in story pages or videos. Why? Because again, number one, when you advertise on a podcast, unlike radio, where if you didn't hear it at 5:10, it's gone. With a podcast, it's there forever. As long as they keep that episode up, it is there. It is there. And so that's why we can charge more if we want to. We have a niche audience. So it's a great infographic. And I'll put a link to this out in the show notes. Is audio the next big thing in digital marketing? Stats say, yeah. All right. Next up, we're going to talk about getting to know your audience. And it's hard when you first start out, you don't have an audience, but actually that's a good thing because as you first start out and you get that first email comment and you get that first voicemail and you get a comment on your blog, that's a legitimate comment. That's not, I like you content. You good stuff. I especially like last part. Good. I will come back, blah, blah, blah. Those are horrible. Those are fake comments. Because you can reach out to those people because you're not outnumbered by 8 million to 1 yet. And really get to know those people and make them friends. That will give you great insight. But here are some other things that I've been doing that I was like, wow, did I miss that? Now, I occasionally put out videos on YouTube. If I have something that I feel is very visual, won't work in an audio format, I will put out a video. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/DaveTube, that'll take you over to my YouTube channel. And I just happened to see where somebody subscribed to my channel. And so I went out and I looked, I started to go through my subscribers. You can actually click on it and see who all the people are. And I'm just going to click on one random here. It's Brian. Oh, Brian, I'm going to butcher your name. Balch, B-A-U-L-C-H. And what's cool about this is I can see who he has also subscribed to. And it gives you interesting insights. So, for instance, he listened to, it looks like a testimonial from a voiceover guy. He looked at Finding Your Voice, which is on the Big Vision show, How to Bring Your Real Voice to Your Marketing. That's interesting. Outsourcing Secrets. These are things that he has liked. Superfastbusiness.com. Never heard of that website. So what this will do is give you an insight into what your audience also likes. When I look at Jeff Moeller, who apparently is a trademark workshop leader, and he also follows things like easy internet lessons. He seems to be a bit of a marketer. He's looking at Snap Factory. He's looking at Video Maker's channel. And you can see what he's into, smart passive income. He likes Brian Tracy. You can kind of get an idea of what your audience is into. He subscribed to Daniel J. Lewis's video blog, which is great. That's my buddy from the Audacity to Podcast. And so you can kind of see the interests of your audience and see if there's anything that maybe you should be talking about that you can say, hey, I bet Jeff is going to like this one. If I do the same thing on my Twitter, which is I'm at Learn to Podcast, I see that David Cunningham, who is the tech man, who does a podcast that is dedicated to helping people understand today's technology. I see where Chip Kren, I believe is how you pronounce it, he says, I am the WordPress guy. Now, I've never heard of Chip Kren, and I'm going to look at his information. I'm also going to unfollow a bunch of people that I have no clue of who I've followed in the past. I kind of messed up my Twitter account. Richard Farrer is an electronic engineer by trade, self-confessed geek, blogger, and podcaster. Although, as often happens, life has a habit of taking us on unplanned journeys. Sounds like a guy I want to know. And this is where you can, this is why they call it social media. And I want to get to know these people. That's why I want to start unfollowing people that I know for a while I briefly used an automated system. And I just started following people because they followed me. I didn't really do any investigation, and I need to fix that because podcasting is about making a personal connection with your audience, and that's going to take time. That's going to take effort, and but there are ways you can get to know your audience. So if you have anything like a Google Plus account or a Twitter account or a YouTube channel, look at the people who are following you. That will give you insights and tips into maybe what you should be covering on your podcast. Or in some of these I'm seeing, there are resources that I can investigate to bring into this podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time to take a historical look at the School of Podcasting. Enjoy.
Ah, yes, and that music can only mean that it's time to dig into the vault of the School of Podcasting and look at the last week of March. In 2006, we had recording tips from a sound engineer. In 2007, this brings back some memories, I was talking podcast secrets with Paul Culligan. And I said last week I was having a hard time finding some of my March archives in 2008. I figured out why. In the last week of March in 2008, I was talking with the creators of Triyo, T-R-I-Y-O. And if you're like, that's funny, I don't remember hearing about that, it's because they went out of business. So a lot of those, right? They're up there with Podango and a couple other services that sounded good, didn't quite make it. In 2009, we talked about how your podcast does not have to be 20 minutes. We talked about the average commute earlier, but it doesn't have to be. You're in control. In 2010, we talked about tagging your website. WordPress tags are Google food. And that's actually, more and more people are starting to point that out now, that because there are so many people that try to scam the search engines, it seems like tagging is picking up a little more validity now from different search engines like Google, things like that. And in 2011, we were talking about Wizard Media. They came out with their new web-based premium subscription service. And if you want to hear about that, I'll have links to that out in the show notes. And then last year, we were talking about another bad media host and the fact that you are a lot like your audience. And if you'd like to connect with that older evergreen content, simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/348, and you'll find everything we talked about in today's show notes out there. Again, at schoolofpodcasting.com/348. Next up, we have an email from Brad Raven titled Contact Request Help with Feedback. It says, my name is Brad Raven. I'm one of the co-hosts of How Not to Make a Movie, a podcast that's filled a niche, inspiring others to live their dream by listening to us as we write, produce, and screen our own festival movie. While searching for a podcast on this topic, I found hundreds, if not thousands, of podcasts criticizing other films, so we made our own. I unfortunately found your podcast after I started mine. Cody and I are recording our fifth episode tomorrow. That's so new, by the way. Now, this is this podcast is a little old. I actually replied to him earlier. But anyway, we currently have around 100 listeners to a week. Think about that again. If you were in a room with 100 people, that's a lot of people. Now, without paying for marketing, just word of mouth, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, and Podbean. I've heard you talk about Podbean as bad or wrong or a wrong way to go. Why? Let me answer that. He says, I've had no issues so far. So that's question number one. Okay. I'll put a link out to a video I have on YouTube that explains this. In a nutshell, it's not so much Podbean the hosting. It's the fact that you never, ever want to submit your feed to iTunes. Never submit a feed that you can't somehow, behind the scenes, tell iTunes, don't look at this anymore, look over there. So if you want to leave Podbean, you can't. So services like Blog Talk Radio, we talked about that per nauseam a couple weeks ago, Podbean. There are a bunch of most of the free ones have no way of changing the feed later if you want to. And that's just bad. You get stuck then with your bad host. So, again, as a host, I found their stats also really awful compared to Libsyn and Blueberry. So, yes, they're cheaper, but we're talking about the difference of about $3 here. And also, they have some weird stipulations about if you try to monetize your podcast. They, I think, have approval or something where they're just not. And the other thing is that I've always said was really weird about Podbean. I invited them back in the day, like 2006, 7, 8-ish, long time ago, to come on the show and to promote their service because I have their audience right here. I have their audience and I couldn't get them. In fact, it's hard to find out where they are. I did a whole thing on Podbean. If you go over to my blog at davidjackson.org, there's something fishy there, basically, in a nutshell. So his second question is about feedback. Although I would love to have our listenership grow, I would love more listeners to let us know how we're doing or vote on content. We've set up a survey on the Podbean site. Oh, boy. How to make a movie.podbean.com. That's got to go. Vote here. And we've directed listeners there and Twitter and Facebook and email to the vote. Well, number one, that's a mighty long URL. But have only had about 3% of our listeners participate. That, my friend, could be phenomenal. We talked about, 12% of Spotify people are paying. I think Adam Curry says that only 1% of their audience donates. That's good. I know it sounds weird, but I always say for people about every 100 downloads, I might get some sort of feedback. Or is it 1,000? Might be 1,000. It's a lot. It's more than you think. So we would also love to hear your feedback as well. Content only, please. We discovered our biggest audio issue has to do with reverb. Bought new mics and padded the room for our next episode. Okay. Well, Brian, you can submit your stuff over at podcastreviewshow.com/reviewme. And that'll take care of that. To get listener feedback, I do have a tip on this. We just reviewed the Today in iOS podcast. My wife and I do the podcast review show. And Rob, who does that show, has a cool trick where he puts the title of his podcast, and then at the end of it, and this is in the MP3 file, not on the website. This is in the MP3 file, and many podcast devices, when you're listening to it, whether it be your iPhone, your iPod, your Windows Media Player, iTunes, it will scroll the title. And so Rob put on his, you know, call the podcast at whatever it is, 866 Moondog, something like that, whatever his number is. So number one, and the other thing he does, he repeats his phone number a lot. If you listen to Six Pixels of Separation, that's a podcast I used to listen to, that guy just constantly said his voicemail number. So if I was just going 888-563-3228 all the time asking for feedback, and between you and me, I really would rather have people use voicemail, you know, use the SpeakPipe or send an email. To me, the quality is just, it sounds so much like a phone. But it's better. I still love the voice. You know, it gives it that personality. But of all the different versions, you know, to me, you usually end up spending a lot of time editing it, things like that. When it's from the phone, when it's my voicemail, I prefer SpeakPipe, email, or comment. But by all means, I love all feedback. So if you want, you have to ask for what you want. So if you want feedback, if I go over to, now your website is, again, HowNotToMakeAMovie.podbean.com. I would buy HowNotToMakeAMovie.com and point that at Podbean. That way, again, you can, you know, redirect it later if you decide to get your own website. And again, you're talking like $7 a month to have your own website. And if you want somebody to help set it up, you can email me with the title Quick Start. I will set up your own WordPress site. I will install all the plugins. I will install WordPress. I will get you up and going. It's not a big deal. I'll even move your old episodes. And so that would be something I would change. I would buy the domain. It just makes you look more professional. And then when I go over to your website, there's nothing here about contact. There's one little icon. I see it here, contact. And when I do that, it brings me to a, looks like I have to log in to leave a comment. That's pretty crappy. So you want to take away all barriers. If I go to your blog post and click on comments, can I leave a comment? I don't know. It wants me to log into my Facebook account to leave a comment. Well, I'm not real crazy about having Podbean connected to my Facebook account. That's got to go. Another advantage of using a self-hosted WordPress site. Less hurdles, things like that. There is no phone number on your website. So if I wanted to contact you, I either A, have to connect my Facebook account to Podbean. When I click on the contact page, there's no phone number. So make it easy to contact with folks. That would be my other solution. Now, I haven't listened to your episode yet. Haven't partaken of that. But that would be my big advice would be, you know, if you want people to contact you, whatever you want people to do, whether it's join your email list, subscribe in iTunes, if you want them to call your voicemail, make that as easy as possible. So on your website, I can see I can listen to you on Stitcher. I can download on iTunes. I would change that button to subscribe, but maybe subscribe scares people. You've got some buttons here for Twitter and Facebook and your email. But that email button, for the record, is not for me. It sounds silly. It really does. But when we're talking about your audience, there's a great book about web design. And when you think about your audience, you want it to make anything you want them to do super easy. So like today, when I say the show notes and I go to schoolofpodcasting.com/348, I'm not asking you to remember some really long file name. I try to make that as short as possible. And so the book is called Don't Make Me Think. And it's all about how to design web pages. And the thought is just to make it as easy as possible. You don't want them to have to look at a button and go, wonder what that does. And sometimes we're a little too close to our own website to figure out what it is. And that's where having just somebody just look at your website for the first time. That's what we do at the podcast review show. We look at your website and just say, here's our first impression. And some people can't take that because sometimes I go, I don't know what it is. So, but in some cases, we're actually getting some great feedback from people that are reviewing, that are being reviewed, and we're helping them out that way. So that would be my first impression, going to your website. It's not super easy to contact you. So that would be my advice. Make it easy. And then if you want people to call in, whatever it is, get a SpeakPipe. I don't know if you can put SpeakPipe on a Podbean website. That'd be my biggest advice. Get away. Get away where you have more freedom. We have more control. Things of that nature. And also, many times with these websites, like Blog Talk Radio, to go back and beat that, I should have added them. When they put links to your iTunes listing, you get no iTunes love for that. We talked about Dr. Nina being new and notable. If you use Blog Talk Radio, they link it in such a way that, yes, you get a subscriber, but you don't get credit for having a subscriber. And a lot of these free services, nope, no love from iTunes. You get no credit. And consequently, you're missing out on being featured and things like that. So that's why I always say, I'm here to help you avoid the podcasting pitfalls. And I know they're cheap. I know in some cases it's free, but in the end, you will shoot yourself in the foot. So thanks so much for the email. That is going to do it for this episode. I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. Our website, again, is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can find all my contact information out there. And reminding you that I'm doing a test for probably a couple more weeks. On Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am podcasting live. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/live, it will take you right there. I have been playing with Blog Talk Radio just to see how many people, because they one of the things they sell you on, hey, for the $50 a month you're spending, you know, we're going to promote your show. And they basically just make it sound like there's so much traffic on your website, on their website, that you're just going to get listeners from people just, you know, just stopping by, because it shows that, hey, Dave is live on their front page, even though I'm not paying anything for it. I'm just using their free account. And last week I had a listener live. The week before that, I think I had three listeners live. And I think the week before that, we're talking like you can count on one hand the number of live listeners the almighty massive Blog Talk Radio traffic is. And that goes the same for SoundCloud, by the way. I know SoundCloud, I'll throw this in, a little bonus content here. SoundCloud changed their pricing, and they are desperately trying to get into the podcasting realm. And much like Podbean, SoundCloud has no way to change your feed later. If you use them as a host and then say later, wow, their stats suck and I'm paying too much money, you can't get away if you've used their feed to submit them to iTunes. You go to say iTunes, hey, you go to leave, and iTunes is looking at SoundCloud. It's looking at Podbean. And you're like, no, iTunes, look over here. I joined, you know, I've taken this a little more seriously. I have my own self-hosted WordPress. Look over here. You can't get iTunes to look away. That's why you don't want to use those accounts. And so SoundCloud lowered their price. It doesn't matter. Their stats aren't that great. And yes, you can leave a comment on the audio player of SoundCloud. I don't want comments on SoundCloud. I want it on my website. That's where I want people to go. And yes, you can embed the player on your website. It adds a little more things, hoops to jump through to get the audio into your RSS feed and display the player, as opposed to just copying and pasting a link from Libsyn or Blueberry and using the PowerPress player. It just makes things harder. So let's see. It's a little harder. You pay more, too much for it. Your stats aren't as good, and you have a possibility of shooting yourself in the foot. Other than that, SoundCloud is great, and I appreciate the fact that they lowered their pricing. But when I was using it, I was a beta tester. I told them, I said, no, this isn't going to work. This is what you need to change. And I appreciate the fact they've lowered the price. I might have to go back and check again, see if they've updated their stats. But this was 6 months ago when I was playing with it, and it's not a good solution. Again, Blueberry, Libsyn, those are the two media hosts that I recommend. So there you go. A little bonus content here at the end. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you are looking to start a podcast, if you need podcasting resources, here are some links for you. Again, sign up at the School of Podcasting. Just go to schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're looking for music, if you're looking for graphic people, if you're looking for all sorts of things, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/links. If you're looking for tips on starting your podcast, I've got a streaming radio station. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/FM. Go to schoolofpodcasting.fm. I kind of hate the fact that that changes my branding there, by the way. Also, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's @learn2podcast. So it's a mouthful. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's time to start living a life worth podcasting about. And more importantly, it's time to start podcasting about your life. And I'm here to help you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll see you again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Stay well. God bless. Take care.